Now, for the first time, he was going directly against those instructions. The whole place was in mind-blowing confusion. His heart pounded at the thought that someone had actually dared to come into the home base of the Scalies and start chilling them. There had been a burst of gunfire like he never heard before, and he glimpsed a whole squad of 20 or so of the Killer Elite muties go down in a twisting, lurching massacre. But the light was dimming, and Dean couldn't see properly, just enough to track the Scaly with the axe as it moved toward the big tunnel to the river. Then, with breath-stopping finality, he saw the tableau, only just ahead of him. The broad back of the guard masked the man that it was holding at blaster point. Dean padded silently closer, half-crouched, the knife held point up, the way his mother had taught him. Readying itself to shoot, the guard shifted a little to one side, his legs wide, braced to kill. And Dean, for the first time, saw the man who was about to die. The lean face, the matted black hair, and the patch over his left eye. And Dean knew. Ryan was reaching for his blaster, knowing that it was an utterly pointless gesture, when he saw the strangest thing. The Scaly rose onto its toes, dropped its blaster, and its mouth gaped wide open. Dean had used every fiber of his strength as he struck at the creature, aiming his blow between the Scaly's thighs. He thrust the point up and into the soft genitals, twisting as he drove it home. He felt the roughness of cloth against the back of his hand, and then a convulsive, shuddering contraction of muscle. A warm wetness streamed over the boy's wrist as he withdrew the knife. Ryan didn't waste time wondering about the apparent miracle. He drew his blaster and put a single round through the Scaly's throat. As the creature fell, Ryan saw behind it the person who had saved his life, still holding a short-bladed skinning knife in his right hand, the steel smoking a little in the cold, damp air. It was a boy, lightly built, wearing a collection of patched rags. His face was partly in shadow as he looked down at the thrashing corpse. Then he looked up, and Ryan saw the curly black hair and the deep-set, serious eyes. The boy appeared to be around 11 or 12 years old, maybe a little younger. And Ryan knew. He holstered his blaster and held out a hand to the silent boy.
Hello, Dean. Hello, son. It's time to go.
Deathlands Seedling is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2006, The Cutting Corporation. Performed by Richard Rowan, Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, Karen Carbone, David Coyne, and Casey Jones. Additional red shirts by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Rick Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Vocal editing by Brian Patton, Nathan DeBoard, Chris Rowan, and Dan Smith. Graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Dan Smith. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. Additional original music by Brian Patton, Matt Webb, Nathaniel Perry, and Dan Smith. Script adapted for graphic audio by Dan Smith. If you enjoy Deathlands, be sure to look for James Axler's Outlanders. Keep listening for exciting previews of other graphic audio thrillers.
Next time on Deathlands.
Fireblast.
Scalies.
Warn JB!
What happened to your mother?
I think it was a sort of rad sick. What was she like then? Was she beautiful?
She dressed like an angel, Dean. Had a lot of strength and will. An amazing woman.
Then why the fuck did you leave her? And me! Why'd you do that, Ryan?
Tell me what Traven wants, Larry.
Your son.
Dean?
Adam likes him, Ryan. Oh, yes, Ryan. Boy, that young, that pretty. That's what he wants most.
Graphic Audio announces Crimson Karaoke.
takes the beauty to stay alive. Got to be ruthless just to survive.
Enough.
I will see you headed.
That's enough.
And now let's hear from our panel of celebrity judges. First, that psychopathic killer with the heart of pitch, Cord Strasser.
Listening to that makes me want to peel your eyelids away from your skull. Drive hot smoking irons into the sockets.
No.
And suck the jelly from out of your ears.
Why? Why would you say such a thing? Why would you say such a thing? I'm the greatest singer in the world!
And everyone's favorite Russian villain, from such Deathlands titles as Red Holocaust and Red Equinox, Grigory Zimyanyan.
Yes, most terrible sounds coming from you with this. I agree with the school face over here.
What?
Death to you.
I don't understand.
And from Deathlands 47, Mutie number 6.
I would have to disagree, gentlemen. I found it rather moving.
Yeah!
It possesses a tonal quality not unlike that of a young Tom Jones.
You did it, What? Am I the only one who thinks so?
So, you want to be a recording superstar? Here's your chance. First, listen to our new Deathlands song, Stuck in the Deathlands. The first version of it contains the lyrics, the second version is just the music. Here's what you do. Either change or write your own lyrics, record yourself singing along with the music-only track, and then email the files to crimsonsuperstar@cuttingaudio.com, or you can call and sing or recite into the phone at 1-301-654-5657. Wait for the machine to start recording and say your name, phone number, or email address, and then start singing or reciting your lyrics. And remember, the answering system can only record up to 4 minutes. The winner will have their version of the song published in upcoming graphic audio titles, as well as posted on our website, and will receive 5 free graphic audio titles in the format of their choice. The contest ends July 31st, 2006, so start recording. For full contest rules, go to our website, www.cuttingaudio.com.
You're wasting muties just to stay alive. You got to be ruthless if you wanna survive. I see you're headed for another bill. To meet a baron, you might have to chill. Well, when it's time to rock and roll, you'll be the first one to lock and load. Stuck in the Deathlands and nowhere to go. It won't be easy just to duck and dive. Here comes the enemy, coming in quick. So draw your 6-hour 226. And now, when it's time to rock and roll,